This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Bruce McGowan, who's going to be here in just a minute, and Vern Glenn of CBS affiliate KPIX-TV in San Francisco. And Vern, where are you nowadays?
I got some thoughts, that's for sure.
You got some what?
I have some thoughts.
You have some thoughts. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the East Coast right now, aren't you?
I am. Slowly headed back from the Raiders lost at the Baltimore Ravens.
Now, that's got to be a little frustrating, you know, being, you're supposed to be kind of independent, but, you know, that's your home team nowadays. So how do you report on it? Just like it's any other team?
Well, yeah. I mean, my bread is buttered, and I eat my meals thanks to CBS. So CBS sends me to cover the Raiders. I go where the Raiders go.
Okay. All right, at each commercial break, we're going to ask a sports trivia question, and you can listen to Sports Econ 101 on iHeartRadio. Tune in, and there comes Bruce. He just came into the studio.
Hey, starting with
Bruce. Brucey, Brucey, how are you?
There's the Vernster.
Yeah.
Right.
Perfect time. Perfect time here. Yes, we did.
Just came off of Edward's elevator here in downtown San Rafael. Beautiful. Actually,
it's a little rainy now.
A little rainy,
but, yeah. It'll
good
be
day to
it'll
be indoors, okay. Indoors talking sports.
Hey, Bruce, you're 3,000 miles away from me.
Where are you, Vern?
I'm in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Oh.
Which is something I want to talk about in the next segment, because there's a college I had never heard of, UMBC.
Yeah.
And I think they did a little number to Vern's old alma mater there, didn't they?
Yeah.
You had to bring that up.
Of course I had to bring that up. I mean,
had a terrific day. I just got out of the gym. And you had to bring up.
I had to bring that up.
You know what? One thing, Vern. One thing we've learned about.
Bring that up.
Vern. One thing we've learned about Edward. You and I know this about Edward. After 5 years, he comes across like a nice guy, but he's really nasty. He's really mean.
Hey, all we care about is doing good radio,
As our president would say, he's a bad person.
He's a bad person. He's gonna, but stay with us because it's going to be huge. Huge, I tell you.
Right. You had to do that.
Okay, that's right. I did that. All right. Don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
We're here with Mark Humph and Edward Brown of PacificPrivateMoney.com and the best of investing, heard Saturdays at noon. Mark, for our newer listeners, tell us exactly what is Pacific Private Money?
So Pacific Private Money is an alternative real estate finance provider. We specialize in making short-term bridge loans to real estate investors and consumers. We're called alternative lenders because we are alternative to banks and conventional lenders.
It's just like we are a bank. We're making first mortgages to people who just don't have enough time to get conventional financing.
Where are you based?
We're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we only lend in California. So unlike most of these newer crowdfunding and other online lending platforms, we are regionally focused, meaning we truly understand the markets that we're lending in.
And Mark, in terms of the funding, where is that capital coming from?
All of our loans are funded through private capital. Our investors are mostly Bay Area individuals and families who have chosen what Edward and I call mortgage investing as a way to diversify their investment portfolios and generate above average yields.
Imagine it's like a mutual fund, but instead of owning stocks and bonds, we have real estate mortgages in the fund.
The one question that every investor asked is, what about the track record?
So at Pacific Private Money, we have a 9-year track record with zero losses to our investors. And that's across over 1,200 loans totaling more than $400 million. Our strategy? It's a way to generate returns currently averaging over 7.5%, all secured by California real estate.
And Craig, one of the reasons that our track record is so good is because of the fact that our loan to value is very low. In fact, in our fund right now, it's averaging 54%. So nobody wants to default on a loan where it's 54% loan to value.
Call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit their website, pacificprivatemoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners. I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to? I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email edward@sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's edward@sportsecon101.com. Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown here along with Bruce McGowan and Vern Glenn. Boy, okay, today's going to be kind of tough. We got a lot of tough things to talk about.
Yeah, a lot of things.
First, let's quickly do the UMBC, which stands for University of Maryland at Baltimore County.
That's a team that I covered when I worked in Baltimore. That was one of the local teams that we had to cover.
Interesting.
In addition to Maryland and Towson State and Loyola and Johns Hopkins, we had University of Maryland, Baltimore County. We had to cover, particularly in basketball, because they were competitive in basketball. Mm-hmm. And we saw what they did to my alma mater last year in the NCAA tournament. A 16 beating a 1.
Ooh. And they call them the Retrievers?
Yeah, the Retrievers. Oh, yep.
Like a golden retriever?
I love it.
Yeah, yeah, and like a golden retriever. And the old joke was, back when they were kind of a doormat of a program, you know, UMBC would stand for you made a bad choice.
Well, speaking of bad...
But nobody's laughing at him now.
Nobody's laughing at him now. Hey, speaking of bad choices, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this topic, but I think Vernon would find it interesting. I know you would too, Edward.
Yeah.
This guy who is the majority owner of the Giants, I don't know if our listeners know about this, Charles Johnson, he's a 85-year-old retired businessman. He owned a big mutual fund company for a long time, very successful. And apparently he's bankrolled a Senate campaign, a Republican, who made some rather racist comment that she got in a lot of trouble for in Mississippi.
Yeah, and that would be Cindy Hyde-Smith.
Cindy Hyde-Smith.
Republican senator candidate.
Right.
And she's going against an African-American.
That's right.
And the history of Mississippi, it's always Republican. I mean, there hasn't been a Democratic senator since like right after the Civil War.
Yeah.
And Cindy Hyde Smith has made some hiccups in some of her comments. Anything from if I get invited to a public lynching, I'll be there.
Well, I think she said public hanging.
Same thing.
It's different because lynching
much digging into her past to the point where there were nooses that were hanging in front of the state capitol from trees.
Yeah.
On this day, the day that we're taping the show. The day of the election.
So I have a quick question, because I don't know much about her. Was she specifically talking about black people? Because lynching is more for black people, but as a public hanging could be just criminals in general.
Never any mention of a race, but it's okay. The implication, obviously, is,
the implication of her of a white woman saying that in Mississippi,
in
the deep South. Edward, it doesn't take...
Well, the word lynching, I would say yes,
yeah,
but the word hanging, public hanging,
same thing,
they used to do that with white people all the time. So,
but it was 482 African Americans were lynched in Mississippi between 1865 and 1967. So that's 100 years, you know, more than any other state. And this woman just showed no sensitivity. On top of that, you have an owner of a baseball team contributing to, apparently he had contributed to another organization that expressed some racist comments, and he asked for his money back. Now his lawyer is saying, I heard on the local radio here in San Francisco today, his lawyer is saying, well, I don't know what Charles is going to do. Is he going to speak and talk about this issue? Well, I'm not really sure. And his lawyer is saying these things, and I'm thinking, wow, what is going on here? Because this is not good for the Giants.
But what happens when there is somebody who, let's say, is more liberally bent Democratic, who also makes comments
I'm just saying there hasn't been any controversy there in terms of, you know, it's... It's just a hypothetical. We don't know right now.
Here's my theory. Right or wrong, I think in the case of Mr. Johnson, I believe it came to his attention to contribute when it came time to contribute. I just think he just knee jerk reaction.
Yep.
Well, Republican cause, they need my help. Let's just give him $5,000. Without thinking of the implications, the background, he just saw the R next to the name and went, okay, they need help.
Yep. I think it was only $5,000.
Well, and
it's interesting
what Vernon is saying because that's what his lawyer said. He says, you know, he contributes to a lot of right wing causes, and there's the thing. Maybe he should look a little more closely in the future because he is a public figure, whether he likes it or not. He's not, you know, giving statements or doing press conferences, but this guy owns 25% of the Giants. He owns more of the San Francisco Giants than anybody else.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, unless he wants to sell the team, he's got to be a little bit more cognizant. I realize the guy may have other interests, you know, and may not be focused, but, hey, that's no excuse.
No, that's a good point. I mean, even when I get called on the phone for so-and-so charity, you know, it's like I don't give over the phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like you got to check these things out before you just start giving away.
Anyway, I think he's going to have to do that. If he doesn't, this is just my opinion. I don't know what Vernon, what you feel about this. I think he should sell the team if he doesn't make any statement because he's going to hurt the team. There are going to be a lot of people parading outside the stadium next year with placards. It's not a pleasant situation. We got to remember, we live in ultra-liberal San Francisco. This guy is a conservative. That's fine. But if you're going to make conservative motions like this, be a little more judicious about doing it. That's all I'm saying.
How much does Larry Bear own of the Giants?
That's a good question. And Vernon, would you know that? I know he...
Actual ownership?
Yeah. I think it's very small, isn't it?
He's got a few points.
Okay. He's the CEO. He's like kind of the
president.
Similar to the few points that Billy Beane has with the Open
A. We should get Larry Bear on the phone sometime and have him talk about this because I feel badly for Larry because I think he's stuck right in the middle of this whole thing trying to walk the tightrope because Charles Johnson's a buddy of his. And I think he realized Charles Johnson's a conservative, but he also didn't realize what kind of trouble he was going to get into if he contributed to this campaign. Anyway,
Larry Bear is the face of the franchise from an executive standpoint. I mean, he's the one that's in front of the cameras. He's the one you hear from. Charles Johnson, you never see him.
No, you never see him.
You never hear from him, and I don't think you're going to hear from him in this case.
I think his lawyer will be talking for him. I think Larry should. Larry,
you may see a statement by somebody on his behalf. But I don't think you'll ever see Charles Johnson.
Vernon, we both know Larry Bear very well. I think if anybody can get his team out of the bad situation that they're in right now, Larry's the guy who can do it.
And should they trade Bumgarner, speaking of the Giants?
No, absolutely not. I don't know how Vernon feels.
A lot of people think that they should.
Yeah, but who do you replace him with? You've got to have an ace.
I mean, it makes sense. While he has value, while they're in this, they're going to be rebuilding.
So but what are you going to get? Vernon, here's my...
You rebuild around a thoroughbred who was out there where you're just going to just take the losses to the point that by the time they do get good, it could be, let's face it, Bill, it could be 3-4 years down the line.
And I say, what have you done for me lately? I'm just kidding.
Is he going to be in 3-4 years?
Well, if they trade Bumgarner, they better not try to get somebody who's well-established, get some good young players. Yeah. The only problem with that is you're taking a pig and a poke because a lot of times these young players turn out to be nothing. So it's a tough call either way. But, there are a lot of guys like Bumgarner out there in the market, and it'll be interesting to see what the trade market is going to be like this year.
And I still feel bad.
I'm so done figuring out the Giants have traded away so many guys.
Yeah.
We're going to be there for a long time. And it goes further than that. I mean, if Khalil Mack can be traded,
and Amari Cooper,
then anybody.
Aren't you glad? We are very lucky to have the Warriors right now, and the Sharks, for that matter, who are playing well. But, I mean, we have one team here in the Bay Area that's just – our football teams are a mess. The baseball team, the Giants, are a mess. The A's are up and coming, but nobody's paying attention, unfortunately. But the Warriors, everybody loves the Warriors.
You know, we feel so bad for our friend Bobby Evans because, you know, a guy like Bumgarner gets hurt, you know, on a dirt bike. And so the team does lousy, and then they look to the general manager.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's really tough.
That's the way the business goes, though. He knew that going in.
Yeah, but, he'll land on his feet.
He's one of the nicest guys ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is all performance-based.
Well, and he's got three World Series behind him. So
he's got three rings. He's going to be fine.
He'll be fine. Something. Okay, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. We're going to be talking about general sports questions here. Let's see if you guys know the answer to this. The Borg-Warner Trophy is awarded the winner of what?
Never heard of
what?
Borg-Warner?
Borg-Warner, B-O-R-G-Warner.
I wonder if it's Bjorn Borg, some kind of tennis. I've never heard of
Borg-Warner.
Borg-Warner Trophy, that's the name of the trophy.
Got to be some obscure sport like curling or, you know. Yeah.
Well, what are they, is it what the Larry O'Brien is NBA?
Larry O'Brien
right?
is NBA.
Vince Lombardi is,
NFL.
NFL.
Baseball doesn't have one.
No.
Doesn't and of course Stanley Cup is Lord Stanley.
Stanley, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And the face of MLB is Harmon Killebrew. It's his silhouette.
Really?
It is. Oh, I know. Isn't that funny?
I thought it was somebody else.
No.
Was it?
All know Jerry West from the NBA.
That's right. I didn't realize it was Harmon. Where did you hear that anyway?
I think I looked it up one time.
Interesting.
And then
for
football, they don't have it's got to be someone without a face mask.
Little known factoid, Harmon Killebrew was a play-by-play announcer, was a color announcer on TV for the A's.
Yes, he was. Okay, don't touch that dial. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Vern Glenn and Bruce McGowan. Here was our first trivia question. The Borg Warner Trophy is awarded the winner of what?
Curling?
Nope. It's a major event.
It's tennis. The Indianapolis 500.
The Indianapolis 500.
Oh, very good, Vernon. You cheated. I know you. Can't see him. He's on his cell phone looking it up.
What you did? Did you do that, Vern?
No, I seem to kind of remember it being referenced as it was handed to, because you know couple of years. A guy from the Bay Area has been in contention to win it, and I just and in fact there was a kid from Auburn, California, who actually did win it.
Interesting, you mentioned Auburn. You know,
I seem to kind of remember it, and I just went with it.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. Vernon mentions Auburn. I wasn't going to bring this up, but 43 years ago today, this very day, November 27th, isn't it? 27th?
Today, yeah. Uh-huh.
I started my broadcasting career professionally at a little radio station in Auburn,
really?
California, in the foothills. Yeah, I was a midday disc jockey on an easy listening station. I did the news at the top of the hour, and I did like a 5:45 sports report, which was the thrill for me. And then I got to do high school play-by-play for the Placer Union Miners and the Nevada. Nevada City?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nevada City or wherever it was. Grass Valley or whatever the name of it. Nevada Union.
Where Colin Kaepernick came from, right?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Okay, so right now we're going to get into story time. We were talking off the air about interviews with very nice people.
Well, I was talking to Vernon about one of my favorites, and I think he agrees. Kirby Puckett, the late, great Kirby Puckett, who was in the Hall of Fame and should have had a longer career. He had a vision problem, and it led to his washing out of baseball, and then I think being out of baseball depressed him, and I think he committed suicide.
No. I think he had a kidney.
Was it a kidney?
No, it wasn't suicide.
I know he was very depressed, though. I know he was depressed because I read a story about it in Sport Magazine or someplace. But Kirby Puckett was one of these people, and Vernon's going to tell his story. I'll tell mine real quickly. I remember vividly walking into the Twins clubhouse. This would be right about the time they won the World Series, so 87 or 88.
Not the 91 one,
no.
But the 87 against Cardinals.
Herbeck. Ken Herbeck was there. He was a real nice guy, too. But I was walking in there, and I was by myself as well before the game, and I hear this, "Hey, man!" I look over the corner. There's Kirby Puckett, half-dressed, you know, pint-sized, waving his hand. He goes, "You come over to talk to me?" And that's Kirby Puckett. He just loved people. And Vernon, you had a great little experience with Kirby Puckett. Well, tell us about that.
Well, I mean, I was just getting going in the Bay Area. I mean, he was on top of his game. I mean, he was one of the top 10 players, you know, in the game. And he would just come up and he just roll right up and just. It was just like initiate a conversation.
Yeah.
I was just like standing on the field. I mean, nothing hard hitting. Just like he was just like a regular slappy like the rest of us.
Yeah.
And then he would just, you know, go about his business, do his pregame, play the game, and play it at a high level. But I feel so bad for the glaucoma symptoms that was seeping, and he was just breaking down. It was just sad at the very end. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Tony Gwynn.
Like
Tony Gwynn, another guy that was from that era who was also just a sweetheart of an individual who later had health problems too. But Tony Gwynn was a guy, if he sat down with you, Tony would, you know, he could give you a dissertation on baseball and you'd think, God, this guy's got like a PhD in the sport. The only guy who knew as much as Tony Gwynn about baseball who expressed it with immediate to me, I don't know if this is your similar experience, Vernon, was Barry Bonds. When Barry wanted to get expansive, he would get into great detail and depth. Tony Gwynn would do that all the time. You'd ask him a question about a pitcher, and he'd start talking about, you know, the guy throws this, you know, sinker on a 2-1 count with the runner at second base. It's like, whoa, man. I felt like I was getting a tutorial in baseball.
That's bad. If you're a pitcher and your opposition knows what you're going to throw.
Yeah.
I really do gravitate to those guys that are clearly, clearly fans themselves, students of the game, know it's history, know of particular situations, games, stuff like that. You know who's like that?
Willie Mays is like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like that.
Still today, too.
Alan Trammell was like that.
Alan Trammell, very good.
Gretzky was like that.
Yeah.
Even today in the NBA, LeBron James is like,
oh my god,
oh, yeah.
LeBron's wonderful. You get him to talk about basketball, and he'll just go off on
a
tangent.
Gosh, yeah. In fact, he's part of a documentary about why I love basketball.
Yeah,
it's out there.
Yeah, wow. It's fun talking to LeBron. LeBron is a really decent guy. He just he gets put upon so much that you have to kind of expect him to be a little. It's almost like he's a little aloof and distant. But if he senses that you're going to be fair with him and ask him some good questions, he will give you the time of day, which a lot of these guys won't. And LeBron is not that kind of a guy.
That reminds me of a story. Another nice guy, Phil Mickelson.
Oh yeah,
recently won that shootout with Tiger Woods. The Thanksgiving match play game, but this was U.S. Open 2012, and I'm out there with my little camera, just kind of following the guys as they're doing their practice round, and Phil's doing his practice round, and it was me and another guy from another station, and we're thinking, oh well, let's just follow Phil. Looks like he's going to finish up, and maybe he'll give us a couple of comments as he's finishing up, and so he looks at us because by the way, he practices in shorts.
Interesting.
Yeah, so he looked at us. He's like, you thought I was waiting for me? And we're like, we just figured, well, you know, while we're here, we'll see if it might be pull you aside. And he goes, well, you know, my day to talk is Tuesday, which is the day before the pro-am day, so I'll just talk then, fellas. And all I said was, Phil, hey, no problem. Hey, you know, we're kind of in your office as you're trying to prepare. We certainly respect your time, and we'll just see you next Tuesday. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrap up, and I go back to the car to put my gear. Anyway, I get a text from the media liaison just saying, wherever you are, just hold on a minute. Phil wants to talk to you.
Oh.
Meet him at the putting green across from the pro shop. This is at the Olympic Club.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, wow, geez, man, okay. Yeah, he's going to drive up, he's going to get out of his car, and he's going to give me a few minutes. I was like, wow, man, geez. So I set up, and sure enough, pulls up, gets out of the car, and before I get rolling, I go, Phil, I'm surprised that you're giving me time. I certainly respect your craft and your time and getting ready. So I was just gonna just stay away. And he goes, that's why I'm doing it, because you said you respected my time and you respect. I was like, oh, okay, and he did it.
Nice.
Yeah. Cameras roll. Give me a 45-minute interview. It was awesome.
Wow.
Just awesome.
Good job.
You know, that
good
just
job.
Goes to show you, for our younger listeners who are learning about being, you know, behaving properly, show a little respect. Chances are you'll get it back.
That's right.
I tell everybody these career days, you treat people the way you want to be treated.
That's right.
Nine times out of ten is going to work out. Maybe eight times out of ten, but certainly it's going to work in your favor most of the time.
I will say this, too. Vernon is, and I've been around Vernon a lot, you know, after games, and he is always one asking the better questions, but also doing it in such a manner he never puts an athlete ill at ease.
Yeah.
And I've learned a lot from people like Vernon and Sam Skinner, the late great Sam Skinner, to realize that, you know, I basically that's the way I feel I should be, but it just reinforces that. And mm-hmm. I think other media folks see that, and they say, he's being a human being. Let's just act that way, and we'll get what we need.
But it's the same thing when we have all of our guests on the show here that, you know, we treat them very respectfully. We're not, as I say, the, quote, Jerry Springer of sports, you know.
You are.
Oh, come on. You guys are just hassling me today. Hassling me, I'll
We love
you.
To hassle. Yeah, you should see him right now, Vernon. He's turning crimson. He's so
yeah, that's embarrassed. It. I'm blushing, baby.
He is.
Okay, going back here for baseball. The Braves.
Baseball.
Braves signed 33-year-old Josh Donaldson to a 1-year
$23 million. And he had .254 with 8 homers and 34 RBIs last year.
And the last time he's hit .300 was 2013.
Yeah.
He's going to get paid $142,000 a game. That's assuming he doesn't get injured. He plays every game.
What do you think of that, Vernon? I think that's insane.
Well, first of all, I think he got a pretty good agent. That's your
true.
You think
that's a really good agent. He probably argued on his case. He's a veteran guy that hits with power and can carry a team for a while when he's healthy.
Yep.
And when he's broken down, that's one thing. If you don't give him anything to hit, he's not going to help you there. Good for him, man.
Yeah. Well, and also he's going to a good young team. The Braves were in the playoffs,
and they got McCann back too.
Yeah.
Everybody's career has a shelf life, especially in sports. go out and get what you can while you can get it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's funny. They also signed Brian McCann. If I'm not mistaken, didn't McCann make some crucial errors against the Giants in 2010? Yeah.
I think two errors in one game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they cost
them
a game.
That's right.
That was the critical game that the Giants won, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's nice of Atlanta to be very forgiving.
That's right. Well, you know, 10 years or whatever. It's been 8 years. Hey, come on.
Yeah. Let's see here.
That money will go a long way in the Atlanta area.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. I'll tell
you. But can you imagine $23 million? I mean, that's almost Bruce McGowan money.
He'll keep about half of that?
Yeah,
you
roughly,
know the tax
yeah.
laws.
Well, roughly, yeah.
From an Econ 101 standpoint, $23 million?
Yeah.
What's his take home? Half of that?
Roughly half.
12?
Yeah.
11 or 12.
Yeah. But yeah, that's still a lot of money.
12, let's say the agent gets his cut. So,
which is what,
he's probably, 4%? Probably walking 4%. Away yeah. A little over $11 million, I think.
Yeah.
For 1 year. And then who knows? If he does well, then, you know, we'll see what happens.
And if he's smart, he spreads it out over the year. Some guys spread it over the year. Some guys spread it out just over the season.
No, you should spread it out over the year.
I don't know. I'm not sure how much it'll help and push it out to next year, except for the delay in taxes.
Where would you put $11 million, Edward, if you had $11 million just given to you?
Did they give him anything for signing? Do you get a signing bonus?
I didn't see that.
Don't think so.
You're talking about investments?
What would you do? What would you put in? What's a safe investment?
Well, I'll tell you in the next segment what I do.
Okay.
All right.
A little business from Edward.
That's right. Here's the second trivia question. What is the diameter of a basketball hoop?
Good question.
Right?
Yeah.
The diameter of it, right?
Yeah, okay.
Not the radius, but what's the diameter of it? All right, email Edward at sportsecon101.com the answer to that question. And don't touch that dial because we're going to be right back.
We're here with Mark Humph and Edward Brown of PacificPrivateMoney.com and the best of investing, heard Saturdays at noon. One of the things that you talk about in your weekly radio program is mortgage investing. Help us better understand, Mark, what exactly is that?
Edward and I coined the term mortgage investing to describe two primary types of investing in real estate secured note instruments, and those are direct note investments and mortgage funds. Both have different advantages, and some of our investors prefer one over the other, though many of our investors participate in both.
And Edward, help us understand, is this considered then more passive or active investing?
It's definitely passive. And one of the problems with investing in individual notes is that when you get paid off, your money gets returned to you, and then unless you have another note to invest in, it's sitting idle. Whereas if you're in the fund, it's diversified amongst a lot of loans, and it's constantly working for you.
So for example, direct note investing is a more active strategy, requiring you to review loan information, and you need to be able to make decisions quickly. It's become very competitive recently, and the best notes can often be difficult to obtain. So mortgage fund investing is a more passive investment strategy that can best be described as being like a mutual fund of real estate secured mortgages.
In fact, that's one of the reasons why Mark started the fund, was he would have a loan that he could potentially fund, and there were too many clients who wanted it. By having a fund, the fund has first right to fund any loans that we have.
What about the track record?
So at Pacific Private Money, we have a 9-year track record of zero losses to our investors. And that's across over 1,200 loans totaling more than $400 million. Our investment strategy is a way to generate returns currently averaging more than 7.5%, all secured by California real estate.
Call Pacific Private Money at 415-883-2150 or visit their website, PacificPrivateMoney.com.
All investments have inherent risk due to market fluctuation, and your individual results may vary based on the investment. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investments or investment strategies.
Hi, Sports Econ 101 listeners. I'm Edward Brown. You know me as the host of the show, but you may not know that I work with individuals getting them the least expensive term life insurance policies around. Don't be fooled by the ads you hear on TV and radio. It's always best to work with someone who's completely independent. That's where I come in. If you email me at edward@sportsecon101.com, your name, your age, and how much insurance you want, I'll run the numbers through my software program and let you know the least expensive policy around from among many of the top insurance companies. Again, I'm totally independent, so email edward@sportsecon101.com for your free life insurance quote today. Why pay more for life insurance than you need to?
I can get you a guaranteed policy where the low premiums are fixed anywhere from 10 to 35 years. So email Edward at sportsecon101.com right now for your free life insurance quote. That's Edward at sportsecon101.com. Well, welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Bruce McGowan and Vernon Glenn. Second trivia question was, what is the diameter of a basketball hoop?
I think it's 15 inches.
I have no idea.
You're close. It's 18 inches.
18 inches.
Okay. And it can fit almost two basketballs because a basketball is 9.39.
Only 9.39?
Yeah, because I remember them saying that you can fit almost two basketballs.
I thought it was.
And it's funny because you think about it. You go, how did two basketballs fit in there?
Yeah, it's crazy.
But just barely. I mean, they kind of.
Hey, I've got to ask you guys, and I don't want to get off on this one too much, but there has been a problem in the NFL with players and domestic violence. We've seen it, unfortunately, in spades with the 49ers, with Ray McDonald, with Chris Culliver, with
Reuben
Alden
Foster.
Smith, and now, unfortunately, with Reuben Foster. And I'm wondering, you know, one or two guys you can excuse and say, okay, we missed on these guys. We didn't do our research. How did the 49ers miss not only with different regimes, but I guess Jed York is the only guy who's been around during this time. But, you know, Harbaugh and Tom Sula and what's his face, the guy that left in disgrace, the former general manager, Trent Baalke, and now Lynch. I mean, I thought yesterday I was watching the interview with or the press conference with Mike Shanahan or Kyle Shanahan. I thought he handled it very well, but he's got to be really distraught at the fact that this Reuben Foster keeps getting chances and other players. And, you know, it bothers me that the 49ers, there are other teams that are probably like the 49ers, though, don't you think, Vernon, that are making mistakes and not doing their research on these guys?
I think when you evaluate a player, especially when you go to the combine, and remember, Foster got sent home from the combine. Remember he got.
He went for a towel, a urine test. Yeah,
and he got in a dust up with a nurse, and he ended up getting home.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So he never really made it that far, but usually through the NFL combine and then the number of visits you have and they dig into your background. I mean, they find out everything about you before they make the selection.
Well, and don't they do a psychological test too?
They should.
Yeah, I don't know the history of Reuben Foster and the young lady is his on again off again girlfriend. But the information I have is since they have been together, and I don't know when it happened. I don't know if they got together after he became a 49er, before he became a 49er. Mm. I have no idea. But it was a combustible relationship from the beginning.
Mm. And this is like the third time or something.
And she recanted on the stand, which is not uncommon. A lot of times that happens where a woman who has been abused doesn't want to go through the humiliation of having to explain what happened to her. And probably, you know, with some pressure and maybe she was being paid off.
But then after the first one, shouldn't you leave the relationship?
Well, I mean,
after the first incident, I know that the team called in Reuben and sat him down.
Yep.
Hey, look, this can't happen again.
Yep.
And this can't. You could consider this a getaway free card because you know she recanted. You know everything fell into place. You're back on the team. We're counting you as being one of our leaders. I mean, you're a first round caliber draft pick. That's why we moved up to get you, and we need you to be one of our guys, but you cannot put your hand on a woman.
I wonder. Do you think
you have to show some sort of restraint? And then that permeated through the team. It became a team mandate. It became a zero tolerance policy.
Yeah, they had, and I think the 49ers had to express that too, with the fact, as we mentioned, it was Ray McDonald in the past, a defensive lineman, Chris Culliver, I believe, was a safety, and then of course. More recently, Alden Smith, who unfortunately had the drug problems in addition to carrying weapons.
That's what I was wondering, what else, you know, like steroids? How much are the steroids, infiltrating into this?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
He's never failed a drug test or anything like that. I mean, he's never these random, you know, tap on your shoulder, here, pee in this cup. That happens all the time for any team.
Yeah,
but which leads me down to another thing that bothers me. But anyway, on this particular night, I don't know what buttons were pushed, but he snapped.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's sad about this whole thing too, Vernon?
This slapping the cell phone out of her head, she's against the wall, the open hand, hard slap that caused a 1-inch whelp on her face. I mean, as soon as the Niners heard about that, he was gone.
It's like the guy who did that in, it was on tape, I remember, in the elevator.
Oh, yeah, yeah, his career is finished. Yeah. But, you know, it's just, unfortunately, a lot of us who will follow.
You know, you're talking about Ray Rice.
Rice, that's right.
Yeah.
A lot of us who are fans or broadcasters, we just love the games. But we sometimes forget that football is an extremely violent game, requires an almost maniacal approach. Yeah. And a lot of athletes, you know, and it's not, maybe it's true to a lesser degree in the other sports, but football especially, because of the brutality, you have to have a certain amount of testosterone. And a lot of these guys are just too hyped up to begin with. And I think that's a problem. I think, unfortunately, you're going to see these kind of incidents continue in pro football. It's just the nature of the beast, the kind of players that get into it.
Well, except for now,
people, I should say,
with the rule changes. We were talking about this off air.
Oh, about the defense having to play with one hand behind time. Well, that's even more frustrating, don't you think, Vernon, for the defender to you see guys hitting in the open field now. Oh, you know, that's a late hit, and he hardly even touched the guy. It's like, 15 yards. And so you're getting these 63-54 games, which the fans love, but I think it's like watching a 19-18 baseball game every night.
Yeah. The competitive committee, they're going to have to get together after the season. It's sometime in February, right around, I guess, combine time or whatever. It's like 8-9 guys, including the commissioner, and they're going to have to look at each other and go, is this what we want? Arguably, the top three entertaining games of the season have ended up in total points of 80, 83, and 106.
Yeah, the Rams won.
You're talking about that Rams-Chiefs game.
Is this where our game is going? I mean, is it going to evolve into Big 12 football?
Well, here's one of the problems, too, with it. I mean, I like it as a fan.
All of these high-scoring outcomes, you know, with defenses, they're being played with, you know, two hands tied behind their back.
You know, it's interesting, too, because then you start looking at statistics, and then it becomes kind of unfair if some of these quarterbacks are throwing for, you know, 5,000 yards.
Yeah, look at Patrick Mahomes the other night. 6 touchdown passes. How many times have you seen a guy throw 6 touchdown passes in a game?
Not unless you're Steve Young.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and Jared Goff's the value of what he did as a quarterback. There's a number that it's assigned based on percentage of completions and touchdowns and everything. He had almost a perfect night. I think he threw 5 touchdowns, 360 yards, not a single interception. I mean, he hit like 80% of his receivers. So, I mean, it is getting a little crazy.
It is.
That adds up to a perfect quarterback rating.
There you go.
All right, off the top, Beck, we said that when we came back, we were talking a little business here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She said, what would you do with $11 million?
You had $11 million and somebody just handed it to you, Edward, and you know, you're business savvy. You know where to put it. Where would you put it? This is a good – and listen, listeners out there, because maybe you have a little money you want to put away. Edward can give you some advice here.
Okay. So because things are a little volatile with, you know, stock market and that sort of thing, the way I look at it is I personally like real estate.
Smart guy.
Will Rogers said, they ain't going to make no more.
That's right.
And
very rarely does it go – the value of real estate very rarely goes down, right?
It depends. Yeah. You know, you don't want to go into Timbuktu type of real estate.
Right.
But I personally like to even be more conservative, and I like to be a lender. I'm like the bank.
Okay.
And so I'll do loans to people who buying a house or buying a commercial
building.
But
that's your business. But I'm just saying, let's say you didn't have that business, and let's say you just had investments.
I'd still do it because I'm still earning, you know,
so
over
8%. So you put it into your business then?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
I mean, today, where else can you earn over 8%? Very, very well secured.
Yeah.
And in theory, if the borrower doesn't pay, you actually make more money because you foreclose and you get more than 100 cents on the dollar.
Not to get off on a tangent about this, but I'm curious. I've always wanted to pick your brain on this.
Yeah.
The stock market, they say, is sometimes so unpredictable, it's more unpredictable than a football game. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's more manipulated now.
Yeah.
See, when I was studying the stock market many, many years ago, there weren't all the computers and all that, so it was a little bit harder to manipulate.
That's
now, you just look and it just doesn't make
sense. It's like I look at Bitcoin the same way. It's not based on anything.
Yeah.
You know, remember the tulip bulb situation of the 1600s?
Yeah, they talked about that, yeah.
Right? It's just worth, because people say it's worth. It's not, you can't really do anything with it.
All right, Vern, we've got the Econ and Sports Econ 101. That's what do you think?
That's the value of the show right there.
There you go.
That's it. I mean, that's what I do.
Edward knows his stuff, man.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to question your you know.
It's worked very well for many, many years for me, you know. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I work with Pacific Private Money, because they have very conservative deals.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you want to check them out, that's PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Oh, you had to get that in there.
Of course I had to get that in there. You know, listen, I want to share the wealth.
Otherwise, I can just kind of keep
it
to myself.
They are.
Yeah,
and otherwise, you know what? Shh. I'll just keep it all to myself, and I won't tell anybody. That way there's no competition. But we want to share with our listeners, okay?
Okay. I'm all for that.
Okay. So let's see. What else we want to cover here? We've got a little bit of time.
Well, Vernon's back.
Let's talk about college football for just a minute.
Oh, sure. College football is big. Outside of the Bay Area, it's huge. Yeah. In L.A., it's huge. Washington, it's huge.
We are headed to a huge clash coming up between Alabama and Georgia, the SEC championship, okay? I believe the winner of that game is going to be your eventual national champion.
Mm-hmm.
If it pans out the way it does, Alabama will be number one, Clemson will be number two, Notre Dame will be number three, and then number four is up in the air.
Mm.
If Georgia loses, the currently number four, who moves up? Well, maybe it's Oklahoma. Well, maybe, you know, Ohio State somehow, you know, worms their way into it. But in any regard, you know, that's the potential matchup. Now, bringing it back home, when I say home, geographically where we live, the national championship game is going to be played at Levi's Stadium. And the narrative we've been kind of following along all the way was Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. And how great it would be if somehow Michigan could be in that national championship game. Well, to do that, you'd have to be in the top four. So they were in the top four, and yet again, a money game, Michigan, Ohio State, at Ohio State. But this time, Michigan had come in winning 10 straight games. They were on a roll. They were favored. They were favored at Ohio State. And what happened? Ohio State went out and embarrassed the Michigan Wolverines. They embarrassed Jim Harbaugh. So here's another money game where Jim, who I love. I mean, I am a huge Jim Harbaugh fan. Love him. Drink the Kool-Aid. Whole nine yards. But it's a money game where, unfortunately, he failed.
Yeah. I share
he
your...
failed in a money game with the 49ers. And he could not bring him to the mountaintop at Stanford as well.
All right, guys. Hey, we're going to cut to our third commercial break. This is basically a two-part question. You got to give me the two answers I'm looking for, right? In 1994, at age 45, who became the oldest heavyweight champion in history, and who did he knock out? You got to give me both boxers, all right? Email Edward at sportsecon101.com the answer to this question. In 1994, at age 45, he became the oldest heavyweight champion in history.
At age 45.
At age 45, right. In 1994. So I want to know who he is and who did he knock out. You got to give me both boxers, all right? And don't touch that dial. When Sports Econ 101 returns, we're going to have some closing comments. We're going to talk just a little bit about the Warriors, too. Kevin Durant.
The Warriors.
Putting up 49, almost put up 50.
Oh, he was amazing.
All right.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Bruce McGowan and Vern Glenn. Third trivia question. In 1994, at age 45, who became the oldest heavyweight champion in history? And who did he knock out?
Well, I know it was George Foreman. But
George Foreman, that's correct.
I can't remember who he knocked out. I know it
was He was 27 years old.
Lennox Lewis?
No.
No.
That's what I would have guessed, too. Michael Moore.
Michael Moore?
Yeah.
Wow. I never would have guessed Michael Moore.
No, but very easy to remember George Foreman.
George Foreman with the grill.
That's right. That's where he made all his money.
Yeah. I always liked George Foreman. He said later that the best thing that ever happened to him was losing that fight to Muhammad Ali because it humbled him. He needed to be humbled.
Yeah,
because
you look at pictures of him when he was like in his prime.
Oh, he was mean. Yeah. And now he's like the most genial guy you'll ever meet. Hey! He's kind of like Kirby Puckett, like a big teddy bear, you know? Anyway.
Like, didn't he try to come back at age 60?
I don't know.
And I believe all of his sons are named George.
Yes, that way when he says, George, take out the garbage, at least one of them will do it, right? I wonder how he does that, George the Fifth, George the Sixth, and all
know.
That.
That's kind of bizarre.
All right, guys, we're going to cut out for today. I'm going to give you, here's our thoughts for the day. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. You know who said that? Who? Martin Luther King.
I feel that way right now.
Doesn't he?
I'm going through trial and controversy right
really?
Now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have anything to do with the show? Well, all the stuff we talked about?
No.
Okay, good. Otherwise, I'd be blushing again and going, uh-oh, what did I do to Bruce? And sometimes the ordinary things could be made extraordinary simply by doing them with the right people.
Very good.
Right?
Well, that's why we got Vernon back
on the
show.
Exactly.
Where's the live by? Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's an old saying that bad morals corrupt good ones.
Yeah.
It's rare, very rare that good ones can change bad ones in people to turn around. Wouldn't you say
that? I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, boys. We're going to cut out for today. Vern, you'll be back in the studio next week?
Yeah, it'll be our first show in December.
Excellent. Actually, this is airing December 1st.
You know, Sports Econ 101, by the way, has been on for 5.5 years now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it goes by fast.
We can go in syndication.
Yeah, well, and if you look at pictures of us a long time ago with, like, Craig Morton and all that, Some of us have gotten a little older.
Yeah.
All right. Tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Good night, America.
So long.